We're going to stop for a minute, and I want to talk about something. I want to talk about something that's really near and dear to my heart. You ever thought about making your own podcast? Well, when I started to make my own podcast, I had all kind of questions. Where do I get started? How do I set off? How do I get off the ground? I had a lot of questions in that order. How can I record an episode? How do I get my show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or all the other places where you like to listen to good podcasts? So, you know, how do I make money with my podcasts? Man, it was crazy. The answer to everyone's questions, and my question, was Anchor. Man, Anchor is the one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free. Yes, I said 100% free and ridiculous easy. And now I'm on Anchor, man. It's so awesome. Then you can get matched up with great sponsors, too, at the same time. So, you know, it's easy, man. When I got with Anchor, it was so much easier for me. It was understandable. And doing what I love became easier. If you can understand what I'm saying, it's just beautiful. So if you always wanted to start your own podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start. Anchor.fm/start to join me and a whole bunch of other the community of podcasters that's already using Anchor. Don't forget, go to anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. Remember, go to anchor.fm/start. Peace. Good afternoon, my great people. This is Mindset Therapy Real Talk Podcast with your boy, Anthony London.
And Ronnie Tuesday. No, it's Tuesday, Tuesday. Man, how y'all doing out there? Man, it's such a beautiful day, man. How you feeling, Mr. London?
It's been a beautiful couple of days.
Oh,
man.
Yes,
I mean, I can't
indeed,
even complain,
man,
about that, man. God has been tremendous. Ooh. Man. I'm happy to be alive right now. You know, so many weird things been happening.
Yes, man.
In America, period. Not just in our hood.
Right, exactly.
On our streets, you know, in America, man. It's
all
been
over
wicked.
The universe, man. It's everywhere,
it's
you
been
know.
Wicked, 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 wicked. Yo, check this out. It's bad, man. We got to get closer to God, bro. Because if we don't, man, we're going to be stuck out on a rock like hot.
Hey, man, you know. Hey, man, just like over the weekend, I did, we was together, you know, and, man, throughout that, I was looking at the things that was happening, like you said, on the news, man, people getting robbed, killed, 5 people getting shot, a couple of them died, man, all this robbery, simple robbery, all this happening within hours.
That's why we got to stay prayed up, man, you know, 24/7, man, we got to find a routine into prayer, man, a routine. Regardless of what's going on around us, man, we got to find ways that we can implement our prayer life into our life. Regardless of if we praying with somebody or praying alone, man, as long as you got to have that side of connection. So when these things occur and these things happen, you prepare, because God got a way of, when you have a direct line of communication with Him, He got
exactly.
a way of preparing you for things.
Exactly.
I can't explain it. It's not in my power to explain, but I'm just telling you what's
real.
But
you know what, yeah, you know what, which, you. From your personal experience,
yes.
what you do, your format, you know what I'm saying? So everybody, man, like you said, man, we have to pray. We
for each his own. I understand that. For each his own,
but that's what
everybody
got to
pray.
That's a word for me. That's a word for me. I mean, you know, like I said, and man, it's always something. The devil's the author of confusion. They're always trying to attack me and my family. You know, it's things been going on with my family and my wife, even on my wife's side of the family, man. But, you know, we can talk about the situation, but, you know, the best thing to do is pray about the situation.
See, because what a lot of people don't understand, they see certain people on different platforms. I'm going to use us like we always do.
We always see stuff.
And we are human beings, man. We have problems just like everybody else have problems, man. Our family be under attack just like everybody else's family be under attack.
More so.
You know, that's why we must be
confined and steadfast to the word of God, regardless of, you know, how we may enjoy ourselves or exactly. have fun or do, man. You know, it's a time and place for everything.
Exactly. But you know what? Like the Bible said, drink, but don't get drunk. I mean, he turned water into wine. He wants you to enjoy right. yourself back then.
Right. That's right, man.
And just like Sunday in church, he was talking about the loaves of bread and the fish. How many thousands of people he fed with that? They was looking right. at him like, oh, where it's coming from? But when God put his hand on it, believe me, Jack, it's going to happen.
That's right.
It's what you see, but what he know, that's what right. he's capable of doing.
That's right. And see, it's another thing, you know, everybody be want to blame, you know, God for their shortcomings. Oh, God, punish me. Oh, God, look, man, God is not the author of confusion.
No,
God is not of evilness, man. Let me tell you something. And check this out. I want your point of view on this.
All right.
I understand that, you know, God have a wrath. He do. He have a wrath. But his wrath also come with love, understanding, and tenderness. Check this out. When Adam and Eve bit that apple Ooh. In the Garden of Eden, they just didn't assemble themselves to death. They placed death upon themselves. They sunk the earth unto death. Earth went into destruction. The world went into destruction. That one bite off that apple, God ain't do that. They done that when they bit that apple. Exactly. So these hurricanes, these tornadoes, these earthquakes, that's evilness. God is there when you find a survivor after 3 days under all the rubble. A hurricane right, exactly. and hit and people floating on top of their houses and survive. That's God. A tornado that slung a family from here to there and they still living. That's God. But that nature... All that's evilness, man. That's purity evilness, man. You can't tell me God made this big old cloud of smoke and wind destroy this whole town. Nah, man. God ain't had nothing to do with that. That's what happened when Adam and Eve bit that fruit. Come on, it's logic, dude. Believe that, man. God ain't. If God ain't of confusion, you think God has sent a storm to kill everybody? But just the same, man, we got to go to him like, Lord, please pray, you know, save me, man. God ain't about that. God ain't going to kill you. God, the earth has his own entities and the evilness. Just like God walked this earth and used people, the devil used them too.
But look, now remember in the Bible now, if you can remember Samson and Goliath, that gay city, what happened? You remember?
You talking about Solomon and Gomorrah, not
yeah, Solomon. Yeah, Solomon and Gomorrah.
Mm-hmm. Samson and Goliath.
That was
That's told. Samson is a totally different person. Right. And Goliath.
But when he destroyed the city, when
Samson destroyed it by his strength pushing the two pillars down.
Right.
You know, Samson had the long hair. You remember, Samson's right. strength was in his hair.
In his hair.
Goliath was that thing David slid.
Right.
You remember?
But they had that city with a lot of
Solomon and Gomorrah.
Yes, Solomon and Gomorrah.
The city of sin.
The city of sin.
Yep, all kind of trickery was going on in there. They had lustful cheating. They had homosexuality. They had raping children and everything. And when God got fed up with that, and God said, man, look, he told his chosen few, man, to flee and don't look back. But if you do look back, you're going to turn into a pillar of sand. Right, so. It wasn't saying it was a pillar of salt.
Right.
And that's just what happened, man. You know what I'm saying, man? We're not no biblical scholars, man. We don't, you know, we read, we understand different things, but we don't try to read more, to be smarter in the Bible than other people. Nah, we don't do that. We read for education because we don't know everything.
Exactly, because when I read that Bible, man, and I'm glad you said that, you know, they say read to your understanding. So whatever's going on in your life, you got to apply that to your life and what's going on to you. And believe me or not, you will find the answer.
Mm-hmm.
If you keep on doing it, you got to feed your body. You got to feed that spirit.
Because, see, people pray and expect God to answer their, man, God, the answer might don't come till months and months and months or year after the fact. But you got to keep steadfast and stay in
patience
your faith.
And tolerance.
You got, exactly, my brother. So you got to stay steadfast, man.
You know what I'm saying? Because he wants you to have patience and tolerance. It's not about our time. It's about his time.
That's right.
A lot of times we go through things or things occur in your life where, oh, God, I need you. But all the while, God is there for us all the time.
He right
but
there.
Then don't wait till that moment when you fall face down or fall rock bottom.
That's right.
God, I need you. I need him all the time.
Good and bad.
When everything is going good, I need him most so.
That's right.
You know,
because
right. you got to, and first of all, you got to give God all honor and glory. And I always say that
mm-hmm.
every night when I pray for everybody, when I say my prayers, I say, God, I give you all honor and glory.
That's right. Say, man, but, you know, we can, you know, it's not in a human power to change another human being.
No.
And that's written, that's law. We can't change our loved ones.
But he,
we
do,
can't
he do have people that he sent. You know, and he instilled stuff into...
To lead by example.
Example.
Not exactly. To... You know, we can't change... Only God can change... Only God can change human beings. We don't have that
right.
power. We have the power of sharing with them our personal experience and our testimonies and leading by example. It's
exactly.
one thing to talk about it and be showing something else, but it's another to talk about it but show more action.
Like they say, actions speak louder than words.
That's right.
It was always said when I was younger. And like I said, I had a lot
when
of...
When you was young, could your daddy change you?
Hey, man.
Could he change you?
He did a lot of talking.
He tried, but could he change you? When you changed?
I had to bump my head.
But when did you change?
As when I got older.
And on your own time, right?
On my own
when
time.
When God was ready, right?
Yes.
Even though your parents might love you to death, they might love you to death, but they cannot... change
your parents
human
instill
beings.
Stuff in you all your life, curious. But then again, we curious, we want to fit in and want to,
but you still come back to them same lessons they
taught
you.
Exactly, it come back to you because I remember
right.
that's why I said on a lot of episodes. If y'all been following us and listening to it, amen. That's why I always talk about taking personal inventory of yourself and your situation.
That's right.
Throughout your life, I'm not saying go back. You know, you learn when you fall. You got to get up. You grow from that. I'm going to take another way so I won't trip or fall again.
That's right.
I'm not going to stumble because they got too many stumbling stones in my way. I'm going to try to take another route. And that's what we have to do in life. Like you always say, what changed people, places, and things.
Man, see, I'm all right with failure. A lot of people scared to fail.
That's your group.
I mean, I'm all right with falling short. But what I'm not all right with is failing. Doing the same thing over again.
Repeatedly.
Falling, doing the same thing over again. If I'm a fail, I'm a fail at something new. And then
right.
I'm going to learn. I'm going to take my lessons with that and capitalize off them. Because guess what? A no is just, yeah, later on.
When you look at failure is positive. It may sound crazy.
You're right.
Failure is positive because if you wouldn't have failed, how would you learn?
That's right.
So that's where the growth come in at. So we got to quit. Look, hey, I'm talking about, man, this is what I had to do. Procrastination, I was the king of procrastination. And I'm still working on myself in some categories on certain things, too, of procrastination. So, because you, like you said, you see us on this platform, we're not perfect. We're not perfect, man.
That's right.
We human beings.
Go through it. Every day.
You know, and I look at it, the more that we share on this platform, God give us the wisdom, willpower, and the knowledge to share our life experience and things, you know, that we share. Hey, the enemy is busy. He don't want us to do that.
That clown is a fool.
So the more we do it, hey, man, the stronger he going to get. So that's why we have to stay prayed up, people.
He can't get you. He going to come to your children.
He going to come through that. But that's why you have to learn how to pray within your household.
Pray with your
kids. And start at home.
Yes.
Get your children.
Teach them how to pray.
Just like little cuz the other day, man, little nephew. Hey, we was going through something, as a matter of fact, yesterday. Nas, 9 years old. We all got in a circle. Huh? He led the prayer. He
yeah.
prayed first because of what was going on. That's what he gets from his fault, instilling in him. He's learning. We have to stop at a young age to instill this in these kids.
That's right.
Redirect them. I'm not saying not let them have no fun. Hey, man, look.
That's right.
Time out for the crap, man. I'm going to keep it real, man. Time out for this crap. You know, you have to teach your kids how to pray, man. Because your kids is not going to always be around you.
That's right. They got to know.
Not only when they pray, but understand what they're praying about. Just not saying some words.
That's right.
Because the enemy attacks kids too.
Don't discriminate.
At school, they go through all this bullying and all of this, man.
Look, teen suicide is at an all-time high.
They talked about it this morning through social media.
Yes,
because of social media.
The devil is coming through all kind of people, places, and things, man.
Man, it's that other one-eyed demon, man. Social media, that phone. Because you keep it.
It's a spiritual warfare out here, man. Stay cocked. You got to stay cocked with the Holy Spirit, man. That Holy Spirit is the truth.
It's a tug of war between the flesh and the spirit on a daily basis.
You got to be anointed, man, by the great one. You know, I'm telling you. You don't got to be perfect, man. The disciples, all the disciples was gangsters.
No, they did it all. Murderers, robbers, they did it all.
Hey, DOC numbers, you heard me? So, you know, can't, all the excuses you can throw at us, we can block them right back.
We just said they had DOC numbers, but
they
was walking with the G-O-D, the man of all men, the man of all powers. We ain't talking about Nino Brown. We talking about G-O-D.
Yeah.
We ain't talking about no, man, come on, man, don't make me get crunk up in here.
Get crunked in,
you know what I'm saying? So we gotta look at it, man. Man, good, okay. We like to have fun, though. Man, but it's serious, man. It's just so round, man. It's just like, man, I just broke down in tears earlier today. Just thinking about, sometimes I hate to even look at the news. And I'm just, I take the word, dislike looking at the news. But I try to take that word out of my vocabulary, excuse me, of hate. But that is a very strong, harsh word. And you're... That the tongue like a two-edged sword. A lot of times it cuts you. Certain words will cut you. But man, a lot of things that go on in the news is very, very disturbing. Yes. Especially on social media. Mm-hmm. When you get all this stuff through Messenger and all this, I seen the lady beat a little baby so bad. I'm talking about, looked like she was stumping an adult.
Oh,
man, I had chills going through my body, man.
That's why I see when people send me something like that, I shoot and bang. I'm like, man, look, no disrespect.
Don't send me nothing like that.
You know, I'm still a work in progress. I'm trying to work on my anger. I'm trying to work on other issues. I just lost a lot of people doing violence. Man, don't send me nothing like that, man. That, you know, I understand what you're trying to do, but go viral another way. Don't go through viral me. Just because you tag me don't mean it's going to go viral. No disrespect,
but see, that's
I cannot
thing.
Take
what
that.
You just said they're trying to get paid off.
Somebody off else paying.
Somebody beat them. Well, who called the police? Well, how many people did y'all call the police? Whoever had the video and shared, did you call the police? That don't mean you know a scary or punk or something. You down bad? Man, come on, man. We got to get out of that little mentality, man.
If I
you not no rat.
If I ever
not with no child.
A man, woman, whoever doing a child something like that, man, look, the police going to be called, but they ain't going to be called till after I put my hands on them. I ain't lying. I got to touch them.
To keep it real, keep it good.
Yeah, man, I got to touch them. You know, I'm still working in that project.
And that's
that
what I'm saying.
Man,
like
I
we
got
said,
to touch them.
We are not
straight
perfect.
Up.
Certain things.
Straight up.
Man, I know I'm going to go off. I'm not going to sit up and sugarcoat it.
My nerves too big.
They got two kids are innocent and pure,
I got
man.
Post-traumatic stress syndrome. I done been shot up. I'm been in the hospital too long on drugs, everything. I don't want to do no hospital drugs too.
Man.
Shit, that shit had you crazy.
You know what? They don't know this is brother right here. Excuse me, man. This brother right here, man, is a living testimony because of what he's been through. I know God is real because of the story that he shared. If y'all, hey man, if y'all listen to these episodes, he just shared his story about the surgery, about how many times he coded. God is real. God is real, man. Y'all excuse me, man. It's breaking me down because I'm just, it's just, man, it's real, man.
See, bro, when I tell you, when you sit back and you look at life, man, you really don't have nothing. The only thing you can do is do your part. Because guess what? When God wants you, he come and get
it's
you.
It's your time,
you
man.
Better be ready, though. You got to be ready. You don't want to be like when God come get you. Oh, I ain't say my prayers in 10 years. You know, no, you don't want to be like that. God come get you, man. I just said my prayers a little while ago, God. You know,
but don't, you know what? Not cutting you off. This is not a Monopoly game. This is not a game of checkers. This is not a game of it, tag, or whatever, hula hoop, whatever you want to play. Hide and go seek. Quit playing hide and go seek with God and seek him, please. Because this, let me tell you, we're living in some days.
Yeah.
We're living in some days. Man, I've seen a lot of things in my days, but man, today, it's just like, man, I don't know how to even what category to put it in. It's just terrible bad, man. And what we're saying today, if you don't know him, get to know him, please. I say, whatever, go to your high power and pray. Because God answers prayers. Because let me tell you this.
Don't run from it.
You know, I've been know how to pray, but I didn't pray like I should have. But you know what it was? It was prayers through my grandmother and other people that was praying for me. That's why I'm still here today. Through the grace of God, through their prayers.
See that thing. Rock like that.
So that's what people got to realize. Somebody prayed for you. And don't be selfish. Pray for your enemy.
Yeah,
pray for your enemy. The ones that dislike you, talk about you. I pray for them.
I pray for them.
But I mean, like, I'm going to just keep it real, keep it gutter. Like Monster said, keep it real, keep it gutter. Keep it real, keep it gutter.
On that weed. On them pills. On the weed. In the pills. You ain't going nowhere, man.
You got to keep it real, keep it good. I mean, see, and what I was saying is that because I do have people that dislike me or dislike or whatever, you know what I do? I pray for you. But that don't mean I have to deal with you, keep you around me to interact with you because I don't have to put on no show or front. I just got to be real, man. Why would I smile on your face and I dislike your ways?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I mean, we got to start keeping it real with folks, man.
Keep it real, keep it gutter.
You know,
like Monster say, huh?
Oh yeah.
Keep it real, keep it gutter, like Monster say. Hey.
Oh man, but man, you know what, man? This man right here is. I love this guy to death, man. God don't make no mistakes.
Oh.
He don't make no mistakes. Mm-hmm. And man,
we have fun, but
I just went in my little feelings because I know what he's been through, and it's real. I'm not. This ain't nothing fake. You know when I'll break down in a minute, Jack. He laughed.
Yeah, cry, baby.
Man, no, man, but it's real, though.
Yeah, man, it
it's
is.
It's real, though, man. I got love for old Bart Simpson here, man.
All right. It is real, man. I just be, you know, sometimes you got to laugh to keep from crying.
Well, that's what we got to do, man. You got to have humor in it, but one thing.
That's my mission.
God wants you to enjoy yourself. See, joy, love. That's laughter. All that falls in that category.
But it ain't genuine.
But he also wants you to give him his respect and his time.
Yes. Yes.
He's never turned his back on you. We always turn our back on him.
Yeah.
So it's no excuse. Like Brother Leonard always say, we always point the fingers, point one, but they got three or four coming back at us. Quit making excuses. Because I've been there. I've done that. I was the king of excuses and procrastination. That was me. But now it's about dedication and inspiration.
That's right.
Man, it's just like, man, pray, y'all. Please pray. Get to know your higher power. Pray for your kids. Teach your kids how to pray. Get together some days. I mean, I don't know how y'all schedules is, but find time to interact with y'all kids on some spiritual, inspirational talking.
Talk to them.
Get the Bible. Have a little, read a few scriptures.
Do they know the story of the Bible? Do they know Adam and Eve? But do they know Noah?
But then again, don't get me wrong, I love to go to church, but if you don't go to church, cut the TV on. Y'all looking at the reality shows.
So it ain't gonna hurt you. But the building, it's about the people.
You know? So, Joe Osteen and all these different people, come on. Very powerful.
Come on, man. I mean, I'm, you know, church is cool, but I'm, I'm, I'm a believer. When you're a believer, you'll have church anywhere. We're having church right now.
Yeah.
You feel me? So when you're a true believer and you know you stand firm, you know what I'm saying? Exactly. Your relationship, your personal relationship with God, regardless of what nobody else said, what they think or what they do.
And you don't owe no man no explanation. You don't owe no explanation. You owe it to God.
You go to.
And see, that's what we got to quit doing too. Feel like we owe explanations to people. No, you don't. You don't.
Peter Flew, Joe Blow, I don't care what you think. You hear me? I know I'm a gangster. Never ratted, never told, nigga, and I believe in God. What's happening?
Keep it real, keep it gutted.
What's happening? And that's what it is.
I mean, it is. It's self-explanatory,
you
know? Man.
You better try to find out. You know, because I'm gonna teach my kids to the best of my ability of who, not about me, about who he is.
And exactly.
Because that's who that's, he's about.
And that's what I'm talking about.
Who he is, what he stands for. And if we can find that thing, we good.
If you can take a little time out of the week and just start.
Mindset therapy, man. You can Gmail, man. Mindset therapy 504 Gmail. Man, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? You know where we at, man. We got 1-800 number. Man. Hit us up, man.
1-800-260-8791.
Extension 801, extension 800.
Y'all can't miss us, man. We love y'all, man.
Man, be good.
You know, look, hey, man, remember, please, give God your time.
Stay fast, man. Stay fast. Stay fast, regardless how dark it gets.
This is Ryan and Tools, no?
Anthony in London. God bless y'all. We out.